So it's great to talk to you, Shalom. And as I mentioned, I'm recording the session for us today as well. So you actually initiated the coaching session. You were quite keen to catch up, I recall earlier. So was there something on your mind, or would you like to give me an overview of what you're thinking at the moment?
Yeah, a couple of things are on my mind. I know that we had a discussion quite some time ago, and I know that I've had coaching on this particular topic previously as well when I was doing the course and so forth. But basically, one of the things that had been on my mind was just I guess advancing within the organisation which I'm in, given the fact that I believe there's a bit of a ceiling there in terms of structure. So I think maybe my expectations are higher than what the I guess what the promise is within the organisation. The other one also is I've just recently been diagnosed with something. It's a health condition, and I'm a little bit scared and frightened in terms of one, how it's going to go, but secondly, the impact that might have now on my work. Because I have had a week off already, and I'm taking next week off for tests and so forth. So, and I know that in January, February, I will have to do something similar. And I've just recently had a discussion with my manager a few days ago, in fact, and she was talking to me about all the great new things that are going to be happening between January through to March, and how it's already ramped up, and she's got a full calendar for me of stuff to do. So I haven't broached the topic of me taking time off in January, but I know that's going to happen in January or February. So it's a question of how do I kind of navigate through that. I mean, look, so far the company has been really, really helpful and supportive when I did need to take time off. So that's been great. But I guess just moving forward, I just wonder how, how I guess patient a company will actually be, and I don't want to lose my job. And obviously by New South Wales law, you can't if it's something health related. But certainly, I wouldn't want it to get into a yucky situation. So So they're the two major things I guess that I had on my mind. But I guess the most pressing one would be the second one being the health related scenario.
Well, I'm more than happy to talk to you about it, Shalom, and also, see what we can achieve from a coaching point of view. I suppose the thing that comes up for me as well is it coaching that you want here, or perhaps counselling or some other form of support?
Not so much counselling, thank you. More so coaching in terms of how do I actually, I guess I'm a little bit stuck as to what do I need to do to ensure that I guess I'm still top of mind profile-wise within the organisation, given the role that I have, and maintaining that because it's a fairly competitive environment, yet still manage to take time away from the business, knowing that other colleagues, peers will be assuming some of the work that I might have done if I had been there. So yeah, a little bit of that. So yeah, coaching around those things.
No, but that's fine. I mean, I'm more than happy to coach you on the topic as well, so we can find out what we can find out together. That's really fine. I just thought it might be worthwhile checking in with you, that's all.
Thanks.
So what, in terms of the time that we have available too, and I can make more time available as well. So we don't have to achieve it all today, but what is it you'd like to go after in relation to this topic, just in the time we have available?
I guess, let me see. I guess it was more so around with the time that we have today. I guess just the first couple of steps that I would need to take, and how I broach the topic of having to take more time off in January, February, knowing that the business breaks up at the end of December, given the fact that I'm away through till the 16th of December now, and that's health related. So I guess approaching my manager in that period, but presenting it in a positive light in terms of how I might be able to manage what I have on in January whilst I have time off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I know, you know, I just want to acknowledge that there's a lot going on for you as well at the moment. So
I know.
I feel like it's natural to kind of want to get on with it and take steps and you know, manage the situation.
Look, I to be fair to you, I'll mention to you what it is. I was recently diagnosed, probably about a week and a half now, with cancer.
Okay, sure.
So it's pretty awful. It's in its very first early stages, as I was told about 3 weeks ago. So I'm not going straight in for a surgery, even though all the medicos are pushing for that fairly urgently, because it's in its first stage. I have faith, and I really believe that I need to research everything, and which is what I have been doing the last couple of weeks, and taking a more natural alternative route. To see if that can help minimise the tumour and what might be there, for me then to make the step forward to maybe doing some surgery, but certainly not as drastic surgery as what they're currently suggesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank you for feeling that you can share that, really. Thank you. I do feel for you.
Thanks.
So at the, you know, at the same time, I know that you want to get on with steps with approaching your manager. So how do you want to move this forward?
I guess what I don't want to happen is to slip. When I say that, I don't want my profile within the organization to slip in the meantime. Basically, I'm heading off to a retreat as of Tuesday for a week, and that's pretty much it's an alternative retreat to try to minimise everything with the tumour, pretty much utilising, you know, cannabis oil and some alternative therapies like that.
Yeah.
So in as a result of doing that, and of course, you know, the business doesn't know what I'm actually doing. All that they know is that I'm on a treatment plan or treatment program, but they don't need to know, and they don't know the specifics of it.
Mm.
So basically, I guess what I want to do is ensure that my management know that I am there. I'm there for the long haul. I don't want this particular health matter to impact my ability to step up within the organisation, for whether it be for promotion or, you know, secondment positions or anything of that nature. And I don't want, I guess one of the other points there is I don't want people within the organisation to see me 6 months down the track as if, oh, that Shalom, yes, that's right, he had cancer, he's probably not well, so we won't give him this project, or we won't give him that project to do, because he might not be able to do it. So I don't want the pity, and I don't, because there is no need for that, and I don't want people seeing me as some, I guess, ill, sick basket case.
Yes.
do you know what I mean? Like, I can't put it in any other way. It's early in the morning.
Yeah.
where people see me and then think, oh no, he's probably not the right person because he's not well enough to do that now, or so I'll make the decision for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or I know that there's a training program that he has to conduct or that we need somebody to conduct some training or some coaching in Adelaide, but we won't flash along there because one, he's got a family, but secondly, we don't want him to fall sick again, so we'll give it to Tom, Dick or Harry, whereas in fact this year I've done all the travelling for the business, so
Okay. So we're not thinking about as a poor sick basket case. I like that. So how what comes up for me then is how do you want the organization to think of you then?
Somebody who's resilient, somebody who, I guess is a trooper, a team player, somebody who always is there, and is always there to motivate other team members as well as pick up the slack, which is what I've known to always do amongst my peers. So I guess I just don't want to lose my standing ultimately.
Yeah, and I suppose what comes up for me is what makes you think that you will? I heard that fear and scared and frightened in the beginning. So what makes you think that you might lose your standing?
That's interesting that you detected that from the beginning. I don't know. I don't know. What is it? Maybe it's my own belief. Maybe it's my own belief system, thinking that maybe I thought that of other people.
Okay, sure,
Interesting.
yeah.
Gosh. I mean, I guess nothing really when I think about it, but gosh, this is an interesting one. Because when I have had discussions with my manager about the fact that, this is what I have and I'm going to need some time off and I don't know when, but the response has always been, look, the most important thing is I want you, quote unquote, I want you to get well, I want you to get your health back together. Don't worry about your work. Work will always be here. There's, nothing affecting your job, so don't think about it. I've already reallocated this to this person and this to this person. And what we've got to do in January or February is do X, Y, Z, A, B, C. So in the meantime, before you go away, can you prepare this, this, and this? So the support's been great, as is what I would have expected of any, of any decent organisation and person to whom I report. But I guess maybe that's just my own belief system. Maybe it's just I don't want some, yeah, maybe I don't want to be perceived as that person, but I guess I have no control over how somebody perceives me, or certainly what they say to me. I guess the only thing I can do is continue between now and the time that I do take off, in keeping up the momentum in terms of what I need to produce before I go away, so that they can see that, I haven't kind of tapered off in the last few days. Yeah. Maybe I've self, I don't know, self-diagnosed here and come to my own conclusion on that point. I don't know.
Well, you certainly gave me goosebumps when you said that.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I'm done.
Okay, so what sort of shift in belief do you think you need then to really support you through this period?
I think, I first need to acknowledge and recognize the fact that I'm not invincible. I'm not Superman. And I think I know that I've always done this. I've always put a lot of pressure on myself. I've always had such a high standard for the work that I produce and what I do and who I am and so forth and how I present to the big wide world when I open the front door. So I guess I need to kind of just be mindful of that and not put so much pressure on myself, because that in itself creates a really unnecessary form of stress, which would then also, in hindsight, impact further on my health, which is not good, as a first. But secondly, to acknowledge that sickness is not always a weakness, and that if I see that in other people, to accept that everybody gets sick at some point, and it doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing things or pursuing things. So I guess relating that back to me, I know that I'm okay. I'm physically I'm not 100% at the moment, but that doesn't mean that my mind isn't together and as sharp as what it has been, and is. So therefore, again, it comes down to unnecessary stress and a pressure that I'm placing on myself. So I guess when I see other people who are either in similar physical situations or have been previously, to not form some kind of mental judgment or opinion, but just accept people as people, that everybody gets sick. So I guess, yeah, when I swing that back to me again, it's almost accepting myself as being human and I'm allowed to be sick. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I just love what you just said then.
Wow. That's just struck a chord with me.
Oh, God. Same.
Thank you. Yeah. So I just noticed that I'm always doing that. I'm always constantly treating myself as some superhuman machine that I can do everything and, you know, I'm the gung-ho. And I know I'm kind of seen like that a little bit in the L&D department. But it's my turn. It's my turn to take the back seat. Maybe I've partly become like this because I have worked my guts out for the last two or three years with this company, and maybe it's all coming crashing down on me. Maybe that's a big wake-up call for me from above. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. So I've learned a lot over the last month when all this first started, about myself and how I want to live in the future and quality of life and lifestyle and how important things really are in life, as you can imagine. But it's just been amazing. I guess, and I will mention this to you because I think this is a really important piece as part of the whole. And I know I'm jumping here, so I'm sorry, Natalie.
That's okay. You've got me now. Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay.
One of the pieces that I did mention to you earlier on was moving forward in the organisation and where I go. And so just the other thought that I had in the back of my mind, a few years ago I committed to myself that what I'd really like to do with my career is, yes, become that fluent professional coach, despite the fact that I also do training and some assessing as well, but become that coach, but morph also into a motivational speaker. And that's what I'd really love to do. And I don't know whether this is part of, you know, divine providence, or, you know, maybe I see the dis-ease that I have as a blessing in hindsight. But maybe this is the journey that I'm meant to take into transforming and maybe metamorphosing into a speaker, with having had first-hand experience in cancer. I don't know. That's interesting, but maybe we'll park that one for the moment. So I just had to get that out, and so you can jot that one down.
Yes. Yes.
Good. But, that's where I'm at the moment. So I guess I'm, over to you.
Well, I just want to acknowledge the humanity. I think I'm glad that it sounds to me like we've shifted from super machine to the human part of you, which is beautiful.
Yeah. It's been an amazing, amazing time. It's been incredibly surreal the last 3 weeks, very, very surreal for me. I still kind of keep myself wondering whether this is a really bad nightmare that I haven't woken up from yet. And then at other times, I think, just take one day at a time, and that's all I can do. I never ever thought I'd ever be in this situation. You hear of people, you see things on television and so forth, but when it actually happens to yourself and the impact that it actually has on so many people around you, directly as well as indirectly, it's quite phenomenal. So, yeah, here I am. But I'm okay. Mentally, I'm okay, and I'm not angry. I haven't got angry with the universe. I haven't got angry with myself. It's part of life, and it is what it is. So I just need to roll forward and embrace it, celebrate it, and work with it and work through it. And I know that I will overcome this. I'm very, very confident. I just have a lot of faith in my own ability, but faith in the universe. That yeah, I do have time, and so I'm really taking that kind of that risk in terms of taking time and not going straight into an operation or a surgery, because ultimately that's ultimately what surgeons want to do, because that's all they know. They want to cut because that's what they do. Makes it perfect sense. The gastroenterologist wants to, ensure that I head off to the surgeon and go into the operating table because that's what he does, and do due diligence to their roles. They need to tick those certain boxes, otherwise there's all sorts of legal ramifications. So I see it from that perspective, but I know that I'm in control of my own destiny, my own life, my own physical being. So I have to do what's right for me, and I've been asking the questions and I've been getting the answers internally, and that's all I can do is follow my gut instinct. So I'm very confident in that. But yeah, I guess a lot of it comes back to how am I going to present this back to the world, to my work life?
So we kind of loop back. I'm hearing, and I was going to check in with you as well. So I'm hearing a couple of things. I'm hearing faith and humanity, and I'm also hearing at the same time a sharp mind as well. So I wonder if those things mean anything to you in terms of how you might achieve what you set out to achieve at the beginning of our session, which was broach it with the organisation. Does anything come up for you there?
I guess what I could do is have a conversation with my manager prior to heading off on leave, and I guess have a really candid conversation with her around the situation very briefly, but also around my ability, capability to perform at a fairly high level, whether it be during the time in which after a possible or probable operation, whilst I'm resting, maybe having 6 weeks off or something at home, that if I'm certainly capable of sitting upright, that I'm happy to work from home. Because she'll then be able to determine whether I am mentally alert, and from the conversation, yeah, that will be evident. And also highlight to her the various things that I will need to achieve in January, February, and that those things are quite possibly, highly possible, highly achievable. Even despite the fact that I may not be technically at work, and then within that comes there's another aspect of that comes to mind is if I've been given or permitted 6 weeks off recovery, maybe the business may not want me to work from home because then there could also be some kind of a legal responsibility that they have, there could be a case of libel there. Not that I ever would do that, but there's always that fear on a company's behalf, and I totally get that as well. So I guess I need to just take things one day at a time. But I think I just feel like I've come around in a circle, and But I think, given the words that you've mentioned, the faith, humanity, and the sharp mind, I think what I can do as a step to move forward is to highlight my strength and capability to my manager, because I'm heading off on Tuesday, and I probably won't talk to her today. I'll have that conversation on Monday, just to let her know that she can, I'm there as a support to the business, as much as I can possibly be during this time, and not to put so much pressure on myself. That's not for me.
Yeah, because I definitely just, if I might make an observation, I definitely hear the sharp mind kicking in here, and I'm just wondering. I can hear you kind of switch in your voice from sharp mind to the other part of you that we found that was embracing your humanity.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed that at all.
No, I didn't. I didn't notice that at all. I think I was just so caught up in my own thought process, and I know I'm repeating myself a little bit as well.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So how can you bring that, and I'm not sure if you even need to, I just offer it to you. How can you really bring the fullness of your humanity to the discussion? I don't even know where that question's coming from, but I heard sharp mind. How can you bring the fullness of your humanity to the discussion if you want to or need to, or even think it's a question? I don't know.
I think during that conversation, just I think this is just for me to do, is just to be real and possibly also to slow down my pace, so that when I deliver, I'm just a lot more centered, so that I can actually feel the words that I'm saying, because that will give her a greater insight into my humaneness or humanity, and she'll be able to then see my genuineness or genuinity, as to, yeah, this guy really is committed to the business, as opposed to me ranting and going off on some tangent. Yes, I can do it. I'm still Superman, and just throw me anything over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Even if I'm sick, I'll still do it, because that will probably, it may well irritate her, and she might think, you know what, just forget it, Shalom, like, you're sick, just accept it. So I think if I just accept it for myself and just be real, go with the flow, I don't have to prove anything to anyone, I don't have to prove anything to myself, because it's all written, it's all been done before. I think now I need to really focus on me and my health. And so long as I let her know that, you know, I will do as much as I can possibly do, you know, the in terms of the length of time that I will need to take off, it's out of my control at this point. But just for her to know that, you know, that won't be exploited, and that as soon as I can, I will come back to work, and that, you know, you have my full commitment.
That sounds genuine, real, centered. If I can feel that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think just yeah, some body language, just some tweaking of my body language, so pace, just to slow it down, and my pitch, and just to be still in my voice and calm and rational, and yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
I have a deep feeling that those strengths that you're going to bring are really going to help you throughout the next period as well.
Thank you.
Because they're real strengths that you have there. They're really, I feel like you've tapped into your strengths now.
I have, haven't I? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That's great. It's really helped me. It's really, really helped me to take that next step forward.
Well, I'm conscious of the time for you. Is there anything else you want to get from this conversation?
No, I think that's about it, actually. I think we've covered a number of things today, or I've certainly talked on quite a bit, but in having kind of really focused on what I need to do right at this point in time, just for today, to prepare me for Monday and a discussion on Monday, that is absolutely perfect. It just really hits it on the head for me what I need to do and how I need to move forward and approach that conversation with those, tweaks. Yeah, a little bit different coaching today, but it's been great. It's been really, really good.
Wonderful, wonderful. And is there any other resources you need to call upon within yourself or around you at all?
I might speak to my wife about the session that I've had with you this morning and just highlight to her what, I gained, what I gleaned from this, and how I might be able to apply it on Monday. And not only that, but it also what I've just highlighted this morning with you. It really is so transferable because it crosses so many different areas in my life. And I think if I start taking this approach moving forward as of now, with friends, with family, as well as with, work people and so forth, that will really help me, because it really does take all the drama out of it all. Not that I'm being dramatic in any way whatsoever. There's no need for that. There's enough of it that's created within itself. So I don't need to so I don't need to to put on a fanfare. But I think those things, having the sharp mind, and a lot of people have highlighted that to me, that I'm, what I talked about, I'm just very strong on, in terms of showing my faith and that I'm really committed, and I really believe in what I'm doing in terms of the strategy moving forward. That's been really supportive, to hear that back, but I think this will help me that much more, just to embrace it, but with vigor, more vigor.
Well, I just want to acknowledge the shifts that you've discovered and how you've really brought out your inner strength here, Shalom. And also, for the courage to share with me. I feel like it's a privilege that you've shared this with me as well. So, thank you for giving me that privilege. And I feel like I've learnt from you. I feel like I'm more centered towards my humanity right now.
Wow. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome. Well, all the best with the conversation, and I look forward to catching up again and hearing where you're at with your journey.